Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Clark Kent stuns the whole Daily Planet staff with a bewildering and mysterious letter, which says that he's going away and they'll never see him again.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, when you hear Jimmy Olsen and Beanie talking about their Superman Crusader rings, don't you wish you had one, too? Well, Kellogg's Pep has fixed that up for you. Now, just keep a pencil and paper handy, and I'll tell you how to get one in just a few seconds. You see, this ring identifies you as a Superman Crusader, too. Makes you a part of Superman's fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship. And for looks, well, this ring is really terrific. Made of sturdy, silver-looking metal with a shiny, durable finish that'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Superman's picture stands right out in the front, and the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain on the side. And the ring's adjustable, so it's easy to fit right on your finger yourself. Now, all your friends are probably going to be wearing a Superman Crusader ring, so don't you miss out. Ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman Box 40. That's 40 Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that now? Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman Box 40. That's 40 Battle Creek, Michigan. And gang, you better hurry. Send for your Superman Crusader ring today from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Shortly after Clark Kent, as Superman, rescued Cub reporter Jim Olsen and young Mary Hennig from death at the hands of the gigantic counterfeiting ring headed by Mr. Pearly and Mr. Paradise, a startling thing occurred in the office of the Daily Planet. Returning from lunch one day, Jim was handed a sealed letter by Beanie Martin, head copy boy, who said that Clark Kent had left it with instructions to give it to either Jim, Editor White, or Lois Lane at exactly 1 o'clock. The young reporter opened the envelope, read the short letter, turned pale as a ghost. At that moment, Perry White and Lois entered the city room. Rushing to them, Jimmy gasped.
Listen, Mr. White and Miss Lane. Mr. Kent went away and...
Well?
Where did he go? I don't know. But he left this note in which he says we'll never see him again.
As we continue now, Perry White, followed by Lois, has pushed Jimmy into his office. Closing his door, the gray-haired editor demands...
Now, Olsen, you stop gibbering. Tell us what you're talking about.
Yes, what's this nonsense about our never seeing Clark again?
That's what he says in this letter. Here, see for yourself.
Let me see, Jim.
Oh, golly. This is terrible.
Will you pull yourself together, Olsen?
Gee whiz, how can I when Mr. Kent went away?
Good heavens. Listen to this, Chief.
Yes?
Dear Chief, Lois, and Jim, I'm leaving this letter for you because saying goodbye in person would be unnecessarily painful.
Saying goodbye?
Yes, I'm going away on a mission I cannot tell you anything about. But there is a very strong possibility that I may never return. And so I can only say goodbye, my dear friends, and God bless you. Yours with great affection, Clark Kent.
Good Godfrey. Why, this is incredible.
Why, it's impossible.
You see, I told you we'd never see him again. Oh, golly,
No, Kent wouldn't leave us. He couldn't. He wouldn't dare to.
But the letter he said that...
I don't care what he said. Anyhow, he didn't say he was never coming back. He just said there was a possibility that he wasn't.
Well, that's right.
He said there was a very strong possibility.
Oh.
And the way he ended the letter, goodbye and God bless you, it sounds like he's sure he's not coming back.
Oh, nonsense. He must have gotten a tip on the story and thought it was a bit dangerous. So he did this silly thing to just get a rise out of us, that's all.
Of course. Clark loves being mysterious, and we were sapped enough to be taken in by this gag.
What do you mean he's being mysterious, Miss Lane?
You know how Clark is, Jim. He knows he's not very brave and that we consider him a bit of a sissy.
Well, I don't.
Well, he is, and if you weren't such a hero worshiper, you'd admit it, too.
Now, listen.
That's why he never loses a chance to build himself up by acting mysterious.
Why, now, look,
implying he's going off on a big, dangerous mission from which he may never return. Rubbish.
Yes, that's what I say. Kent's always making mountains out of molehills. Oh, you wait until he gets back. This time I'll teach him to write a blameful letter like this.
Yeah, if he ever does get back.
No, he will. Don't you worry.
Of course he will.
He'll be back before the day is over. Now you just wait and see.
What is it, Olson? Come in, close the door.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, it's after 7 o'clock. Have you...
No, I haven't.
You haven't what?
I haven't heard from Kent. That's what you were going to ask me, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. You say you haven't heard from him?
Didn't I just tell you I haven't? If you don't stop coming in here every 15 minutes to ask me the same question, I'll fire you. Now go away, go away. I've got work to do.
But you said you were sure Mr. Kent would be back before the day was over.
Well, it's not over yet, is it?
Well, it's 5 minutes after 7.
Well, Kent will be back before morning, then.
No, it's morning. Before it was...
He'll be back, I tell you. I'm not worried, and I don't intend to let you worry me. I'll get out of here. Beat it. Good night. I'll see you in the morning. And Kent, too.
Doesn't answer, eh? Okay, Miss Buckrack. Try again in half an hour.
No luck, Chief?
Still no answer at Kent's apartment, Lois.
Gee, that's odd.
Gee whiz, I'm really getting worried now. I think we ought to call Inspector Henderson, Chief.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, Olson. I tell you, Kent's all right. That letter from him was just a gag. He's on some story, and he'll be back before tonight. Now, you see if he isn't.
That's what you said yesterday.
That's right, Chief.
Well, he'll be back by tonight, I tell you. Now, get back to work, both of you.
Clark still doesn't answer his phone, Chief.
No, Lois. No use ringing any more this evening.
This is beginning to look off there.
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. I'll try him again before I go to bed tonight. He certainly ought to be back by then.
I hope so. I'm starting to get a bit worried.
Now, don't you go acting like Jim. Kent's a big boy. He can take care of himself. I'm willing to wager he'll be back before morning.
Morning, Miss Lane.
Morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Look, is there any word yet from...
No, not yet.
Holy mackerel. How long is this going to go on?
Yeah, it's gone on long enough. Now, look, Lois. You and Jim go over to Kent's apartment. Get the building superintendent to let you in.
Okay, Chief. Come on, Jim.
Oh, well, what for? I just tried to phone Mr. Kent again, but he doesn't answer.
Never mind. Fine. Now, you do as I say. Have a look around there and report to me. Now, go on. Get going.
You think we may be able to pick up a lead to where he went at his apartment?
That's what we're hoping. Come on, Jim. Let's go. Oh, it's no use, Jim. We've looked at everything in Clark's apartment. There isn't a single thing here to tell us where he went.
I know. Look, John, you say Mr. Kent told you he was going away, too?
That's right, Mr. Olson. He said he had to go away, and he might not come back.
The same thing he wrote us, Miss Lane.
Uh-huh. What else did he say, John?
He said if he wasn't back by the end of the month, I should give his clothes and furniture to charity.
Charity?
Give you his books, Mr. Olson, and rent his apartment to a veteran with a family.
Oh, golly. I don't like this, Miss Lane.
I don't either, Jim.
Where do you suppose he could have gone?
I don't know.
Why couldn't he have told us so we know where to look for him?
I don't know that either. Come on back to the office. Now the chief will just have to get in touch with the police.
No, I can't understand this. Kent's been gone a whole week. We can't find him. The police can't find him. Candy Myers can't find him. Nobody can find him. Oh, where in blazes is he?
If we only knew.
If we only had an idea what this mission is that he mentioned, we could do something.
Oh, stop saying if. Kent never did anything like this before.
I know, that's why I'm so worried.
It seems so unreasonably stupid for him to do a thing like this.
But Kent's got a good head on his shoulders. That's why I can't understand his disappearing like this.
The phone.
Maybe that's Inspector Henderson.
With news, I hope.
Harry White speaking.
Mr. White, this is Dr. Millicent.
Who?
Dr. John Millicent of Metropolis University.
Is it Inspector Henderson?
Oh, quiet, Olson. Yes, Dr. Millicent.
Dr. Millicent?
What can I do for you?
Why, he's the famous scientist, Jim.
I thought it was about Mr. Kent.
I'll be here for another hour or so, but...
I wonder if I might come over to see you on a matter of very grave importance.
Why, I suppose so, if it's really important.
Well, I Oh,
I don't mean to sound uncordial, but I'm rather upset just now. You see, one of my reporters, Clark Kent...
has disappeared.
Yes. Yes. How did you know?
I happen to know a good deal about Mr. Kent's disappearance. If you'll wait a few minutes, I'll be right over and tell you about it.
You bet I'll wait. Hurry, Dr. Millicent. For heaven's sake, hurry.
His hands trembling with excitement, Perry White replaces the phone. What does Dr. John Millicent, the famous scientist, know about Clark Kent's strange disappearance? We'll find out in just a moment when we return to join Millicent and our friends at the planet. So, stand by.
Say, don't put it off, gang. Get busy and send for your Superman Crusader ring today. Because there are only a few days left, and you wouldn't want to miss out on identifying yourself as a real Superman Crusader. No, sir, don't be the only one in your gang without a Superman Crusader ring. You know, Beanie and Jimmy Olsen and all the kids at Unity House have one. Yes, sir, this Superman Crusader ring means a lot. It shows that you're a part of Superman's crusade for good Americans. And then, it's such a slick-looking job, shiny and silver-looking, with Superman's picture standing right out in the front and the word Superman Crusader printed on the side. Adjustable, too. You can fit it right on your finger yourself. And it's made of such sturdy metal with such a durable silver-like finish, it'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Now, here's how you get your Superman Crusader ring. Ask Mom to get you a package of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Claiming to know a great deal about the strange disappearance of Clark Kent, Dr. John Millicent, the world-famous scientist, has come to the Daily Planet. As we join him in Perry White's office, he is saying to White, Lois Lane, and Jimmy Olsen.
Before I explain, Miss Lane, gentlemen, I must ask you to prepare yourselves for a shock.
Huh?
A shock?
What do you mean, Dr. Millicent?
Just this. I think, I'm rather afraid, that Clark Kent is gone forever.
Gone?
Forever?
You mean he's dead?
Yes, I have reason to believe so, Mr. White.
What? Gosh, no.
Whether he is or not, you will never see him again. Nor will anyone else on this earth.
Good God.
But I don't understand, Dr. Millicent. Please explain yourself.
I will, Miss Lane. Heaven knows that what I did in this matter, I did because I considered it my duty. I tried to persuade Superman not to
Superman?
Take... Yes. Superman figures in this amazing story,
but,
too.
But what is
amazing,
Superman...
did I say? Incredible would be a better word. But listen, my friends. This is what happened. Some time ago, my colleague...
And showing signs of great strain, Dr. John Millicent leans forward and begins his astonishing story of the disappearance of Clark Kent, who, as he has already definitely said, is gone forever. What has happened to Clark Kent, who, as we know, is really Superman? And what is Dr. Millicent's story? Dr. Millicent was right. He said his story was amazing, fellows and girls. And tomorrow he tells all, so be sure not to miss a minute of it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. You know, gang, words can have a wonderful taste to them. Like on a frosty morning, you can almost taste words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, crumbles. That name just fits, doesn't it? Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles, just seems to go with words like crisp and crunchy. It's such a toast kind of cereal, sort of sweet and mellow rich. And you know, it's the only cereal in the whole wide world in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. Crisp, crunchy, crinkly, crumbles for breakfast, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.